2017年度第2回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では、第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
Excuse me, I bought this book for my son's birthday, but he already has it. Could I exchange it for another one?
Certainly. Do you have the receipt with you?
Yes, I do. It's right here.
Okay, please go ahead and choose another book.
Question. Why did the woman return the book?Number 2. Jeff, did you see the new 99-cent grocery store that opened on Albert Street?
Yeah, Liz. I bought some tomatoes and cucumbers there to make a salad the other day.
How was the quality of the vegetables compared with normal grocery stores?
Great. Everything was very fresh and much cheaper than at the store near my house. I was really impressed.
Question.What is one thing Jeff says about the new grocery store? Number 3. Lamplight Hotel, may I help you?
Yes. Do you have any rooms available on Saturday, May 28th?
I'm sorry, sir.But we have no rooms available on weekends until July. You could try the Westgate Hotel. It's the only other hotel in the area.
All right, thank you. I'll try calling them.
Question. What do we learn about the Lamplight Hotel? Number 4.
Hi.I'd like one ticket to Zombies from Space, please.
Zombies from Space. You have to be 18 to see that movie. Can I ask how old you are?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm only 16.
I'm sorry, but I won't be able to sell you a ticket. You can watch it if you come with one of your parents, though. Question. Why can't the boy see Zombies from Space?Number 5.
Honey, are there any more boxes to be brought in from the moving truck?
No, this is the last one. I guess we have to start unpacking them next.
All right, but I'm going to make some sandwiches and soup first. I'm getting hungry.
Good idea. There are some cans of soup and things to make sandwiches with in a plastic bag on the kitchen counter. Question.What will the man do first? Number 6.
May I help you, ma'am?
I was wondering if you still sell a hand soap called Silky Wash.
I'm sorry, but we don't carry that product at this store anymore. We could order it for you, but it would take a few days to arrive.
No, that's okay.It's for my friend's birthday tomorrow. I'll have to get her something else. Question. What does the woman decide to do? Number 7. Bart, I can't concentrate on my college assignments lately. I'm thinking too much about life after graduation next year.
Have you decided where you want to live, Becky?
No, and that's not all. I'm also not sure what kind of job I want.
Well, you're really good at designing clothes. Why not be a designer?
Question. What is one reason the woman is having trouble concentrating? Number 8.
Mom, the computer just shut down suddenly. I bet I lost the paper I was writing for my history class. I was almost finished with it.
I've told you 100 times that you need to save your work, Danny. Why don't you?
I was so busy writing that I didn't even think about it.
Well, try restarting the computer. Maybe we can get your paper back. Question. What is one thing the woman says her son should do? Number 9. Honey, Bobby's school is planning a fishing trip, and they want some parents to go along and help. Do you think you could?
When is it? If it's on a weekend, I'd be happy to.
Actually, it starts on Friday, June 27th. Can't you take a day off from work?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check my schedule.
Question. What does the woman ask her husband to do? Number 10. Welcome to the Vander Lee Art Gallery. Can I help you?
I hope so. I just moved to a new house, and I'd like to decorate it with some artwork. The problem is, I don't know very much about art.
Well, you don't need to be an expert. You just need to find something that you like. I'd be happy to show you some of our artworks.
Great. I'd appreciate that.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 11. Hello?
Hi, this is Jacob Edwards, your friend from the tennis club.
Hi, Jacob. I hope you've gotten over your cold. I'm looking forward to our practice on Saturday.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm not sick anymore, but my boss is sending me on an emergency business trip over the weekend. I have to cancel our practice this week.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guess I'll see you when you get back. Question. Why does the man have to cancel tennis practice? Number 12.
Barb, could you give me a hand in the kitchen?
Sure, honey. What's the problem?
I started making this recipe for macaroni and cheese, but then I realized we're out of milk. I really don't feel like driving to the store. Do you think I could use something else instead?
Sure. You can mix some butter into hot water. It should taste almost the same. Question. What is the man's problem? Number 13. What do you think we should get Mom for her birthday this year?
Well, we could go look for something at Redwood Mall. There's a big sale there this weekend.
I was thinking it would be more special if we made something ourselves. Like a birdhouse for the garden.
A birdhouse? That sounds like a great idea. Mom loved the present we made her for Christmas.
Question. What will the boy and the girl do for their mother's birthday? Number 14. Oh, you didn't drive to work today, Greg?
No, I didn't. I've been taking the bus lately.
Why? What's wrong with your car?
Oh, my car is fine. It's just that gas prices are so high that it's cheaper for me to take the bus.
Question. Why has the man been taking the bus? Number 15.
Good morning, Karen. Are you coming to the meeting for the school magazine tonight? It starts at 6 o'clock.
I'm not sure, Luke. I have swimming practice until 6.
We have to get the magazine ready by Tuesday, and we could really use everybody's help.
Okay then, I'll come. But I'll be a little late. Question. Why will Karen be late?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Ms. Thompson is a social studies teacher.In order to teach her students more about foreign cultures, she gave her class a project. Ms. Thompson gave the name of a different country to each student. The student had to research that country's culture and then make a poster that showed what they had learned. After creating their posters, the students took turns explaining the cultures of other countries. Question.How did Ms. Thompson's students learn about different cultures? Number 17.
The Rubik's Cube was invented by Erno Rubik, an architect and professor from Hungary. One day in 1974, he built a puzzle game to help teach his university students. They liked it very much.So he started selling Rubik's Cubes to the public, and they soon became very popular. Today, the Rubik's Cube is one of the best-selling puzzle games in the world.
Question. Why did Erno Rubik decide to sell his invention? Number 18.Emily bought an old oil painting at a street market on Saturday. That evening, she did some research about the artist on the internet. She learned that the artist's paintings were well known among young art fans. She plans to put it on a wall in her living room so she can show her friends. Question. What does Emily plan to do with the painting?Number 19.
Zoe is the owner of a restaurant in a small mountain town near a beautiful lake. Tourists often stop at her restaurant and the other shops nearby on their way to the lake. But next month, the road to the lake will be closed for repairs. Zoe is worried that she will not have many customers. She will buy less food so that it will not be wasted.
Question. Why is Zoe worried about next month? Number 20. Yumi got a part-time job at a restaurant 2 months ago to help pay for her university classes. However, her manager wanted her to work more hours at night.And she found that she did not have enough time to study. Yumi realized that her studies were more important than the job. She left her job and started looking for work where the hours were more flexible. Question. Why did Yumi leave her job? Number 21.
The kiwano melon is a fruit that grows in African deserts. The kiwano melon is important for the people who live in these places. One reason for this is that it contains a lot of water. So many people rely on it to get the water they need. In addition, the skin of the melon has a lot of vitamin C, which is good for people's health.
Question.What is one thing that we learn about the kiwano melon? Number 22. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Creston Long Distance Bus Terminal. Because all trains to Northwood have been canceled this afternoon due to construction, we have many more passengers than usual. As a result,There are no more tickets available for our buses to Northwood today. Tickets for tomorrow's buses are still available at the ticket counter. Thank you. Question. What does the announcement say about the buses to Northwood? Number 23.
Michael reads the news on the internet.One day, his friend showed him an interesting news article on a social networking site. It said that people can lose weight if they drink coffee at night. This surprised him, so he decided to research more about it. Michael then discovered a research paper that showed that the news article was not true. It proved that drinking coffee at night had no effect.
Question. What did Michael's friend show him on the internet? Number 24. Sam is a university student who will be graduating soon. His uncle owns a fruit farm, and he wants Sam to come and work with him there. Because Sam is studying farm management,He is very interested in the offer. However, Sam has decided to spend next year not working or studying. He will go abroad and see many different countries. Question. What has Sam decided to do next year? Number 25.
Thank you for shopping at Peterson's Department Store. We would like to let you know that we are making some changes to the store computer system. Because of this, we cannot accept credit card payments today. You can get cash from the ATM outside the building. Everything should be back to normal tomorrow. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
Question. What does this announcement say?Number 26. Last spring, Harry planted some tomato seeds in some pots. He kept the pots by a window inside his house so that they would not be eaten by insects. He also watered them twice a week. The plants grew quickly, and there were lots of green leaves, but there were no tomatoes. Harry is not sure what went wrong, but he will try again next year.Question. What was the problem with Harry's tomato plants? Number 27.
Welcome to Greenville Animal Farm. Here you and your children can enjoy seeing and playing with many cute animals, such as ponies and rabbits.This month, we have a new monkey in the jungle house that the children can see. The monkey is very friendly, so children can also have their picture taken with him.
Question. What does the guide say? Number 28. Big Bend National Park is a national park in Texas.The area is about as large as a city, and is known for its clear skies. Many people and researchers visit the park to watch stars there. In 2012, the park was recognized as one of the best places in the world for night sky watching by the International Dark Sky Association. Question: What is special about Big Bend National Park? Number 29.
Simon's mother is 80 years old. Recently, she has begun to have some trouble walking, so she cannot go shopping so easily anymore. Simon works long hours, and he does not have time to go shopping for her. Instead, he orders groceries for her online. This saves both Simon and his mother a lot of time and energy.
Question: How does Simon help his mother? Number 30. Dragonflies are a kind of insect with a long body and four large wings. They like the rain because they need water in order to lay their eggs. Because there is not so much rain in India after August, some groups of dragonflies from India travel across the ocean to Africa. They return to India in the wet season. Question: What is one thing we learn about dragonflies?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。